At least 50% of Americans use vitamins or dietary supplements. But do the pills actually work? Can I ask, do you take a vitamin or a multivitamin?
I don't.
Rebecca Andrews is a primary care doctor who teaches medicine at UConn.
I have two kids, and I need to keep them healthy. So I put a lot of fruits and vegetables out. I believe if you have multiple colors in your meal, then you're hitting everything.
Three new studies released this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine reported most supplements provide no benefit toward preventing disease or cognitive decline. And an editorial in the journal was even more direct, saying, quote, their use is not justified and they should be avoided. But Andrews cautioned against dismissing supplements entirely. She says there just hasn't been a lot of long-term studies on multivitamin use, and she says some supplements, like folic acid, can help prevent birth defects.
One of the things you first have to separate out is who you are. If you are a pregnant woman, you need to take your prenatal vitamins because you're growing a body that is going to use all of your vitamins, and so both you and the developing baby need that.
Still, Americans dump a lot of money into things like vitamins and dietary pills, something to the tune of $28 billion in 2010. Andrew says that's dough better spent elsewhere.
You're spending a lot of money on vitamins, and you like your fruits and vegetables, and you'd rather spend that money on fruits and vegetables, you're going to get better health from doing that.
And it's not just Americans. According to the editorial, vitamin use has also gone up in the United Kingdom and other European countries. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.